was kind of a downer for our kids. I know our kids, especially our top five guys, are really ready to go and compete. And it was a great opportunity for us. We're not going to lose the invite by any means. They haven't set a date for it. But would have been a great measuring stick to kind of see where we were. And then obviously, like we've said before in the previous weeks, that North Platte invite brings down a lot of panhandle schools like your Scotts Bluffs, your Alliances, and things like that. So it would have been really nice to kind of talk about this morning where we stand, but we're going to get that tournament played at some point.
But finding dates when you get into April is pretty darn tough, isn't it?
Yeah, and originally we were supposed to have this next week off as well, but you know, once you get into the meat of the season, like you said, Rich, it's almost every Tuesday, Thursday that you're playing, and we want to also think about kids and academics and making sure kids are in school, and once you start moving meets around and things like that, the spring is pretty hectic as far as the schedule goes.
But you got a meet, you organized a new meet next week, didn't you?
Yeah, and like I just said, we were supposed to have this next week off, but I want to give a big thank you to Coach Kohler at Gothenburg High School. They were scheduled to have a duel with Lexington, and then I emailed them, and they were actually able to let our top five varsity golfers play on Thursday this week at Wild Horse. So we're actually going to call it a triangular now with those three teams. So it's going to be Gothenburg, Lexington, and our top five golfers at Wild Horse. And another huge thank you is Wild Horse really isn't going to open to the public till next Saturday, but they're going to let our kids play, which is a great opportunity for our kids to get out and compete and kind of see where we're at.
Well, in the meantime, you're back on the course at Heritage Hills when you can, and just keep trying to work on your game.
Yes, and you know, this last Monday, I forgot to mention, we postponed our Gatorade scrimmage from a week ago Friday to this last Monday, and I didn't know if we were going to have four parents or how many parents we'd have, and it turned out to be an awesome event. First time we've ever really done a Gatorade scrimmage, and I bet you we had north of 30 parents out there watching the kids play, and great opportunity for our kids to only play three holes of golf, but the parents were able to watch them for an hour or so, and just a great family atmosphere to kind of kick off our season. And then after that, we had a full week of practice. You know, Tuesday wasn't probably our sharpest practice. We hit the back nine for the first time, and guys started to realize that we have some things we got to work on. But then we followed it up on Thursday and had a phenomenal practice once again, and had some really good scores on Thursday with our qualifying rounds. Reed once again shot another 36, which I'm really happy about. And he also had a couple three putts in there. So it could have been subpar, which is really, really nice to see out of him early this year. And Landon Kamak also broke that 40 mark and shot a 39 in the qualifying. And Cole Graham shot a 41 and had a couple three putts in there. So he could have been breaking that 40 mark. And then, you know, Eli Kaler is another kid that's starting to come along. Had a couple birdies, but, you know, due to the fact that of his injury and things like that, he hasn't swung as much as some of the other guys, and so he had a couple big numbers, but I was right in the mid-40s, and Rylan Peters shows that he's starting to be that consistent guy for us as well and was in the mid-40s as well. So was really, really happy with our practice on Thursday, and then we have some other guys that are really starting to show some improvements. You know, Colton Cutter, Trevor Noakes is another kid that I forgot to mention of those top five, six that continues to show a lot of consistency, and it's only going to get more consistent as we go through the season.
So before Thursday, any more qualifiers, or are you set now for Thursday?
It all kind of depend on weather. You know, Monday looks a little shaky, and then I don't like to qualify if we don't have to. I don't like to qualify a day before an invite, just kind of work on some things that we need to work on, but we might squeeze in one more qualifier before we go on Thursday. But you know, there's a lot of guys that are really scratching to try to get in that top five, and I'm really liking the competitiveness of the team.
Yeah, I remember, I think you said before, like 3, 4, and 5 are still kind of up in the air, aren't they?
Yes, and it could be anybody on any given day. And like I said, there's some guys. You know, another kid I need to mention is Ben Junker, who seems to really hit the ball well on the range, but has a tough time kind of transitioning it to the golf course. But once he kind of transitions that to a little bit more to the golf course, I know his scores are going to drop tremendously. So there's a lot of guys that are working to get into that top five spot or even a JV spot as well.
This will be the first of two. You'll go back to Gothenburg for their Wild Horse for the invite later on, won't you?
Yes, and it's always a treat when you get to play Wild Horse. It's just a little bit different flavor when you get to play there due to the fact it's a Lynx golf course. Their greens usually run faster than any other greens that we see, and is always in top-notch condition, and that's awesome. It's nice to get into a nine-hole triangular so the guys can kind of see it, and then, like we said before, once we play this triangular on the 30th, we back it up with three tournaments that following week with a duel with North Platte, and then we're going to load up in a van the next day and go to Sydney, and then we got Kearney on Friday, so it's going to get really busy for Bison Golf.
Oh, no question. It's going to come fast and furious in the month of April, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely, and our guys are, like I said, I feel really good about this team. We've worked extremely hard, but the work's only just begun as far as the season goes.
So did anybody, other teams, East and Panhandle teams, get a chance to go this week?
Yeah, and they did. And one of the teams that obviously is on our radar that we'll see at our home invite is York High School. They had a chance to duel Grand Island at their home track, and it was an 18-hole duel. And York shot a 310, which is really solid. So they had three guys at the 70 mark or less, or in the 70s, I should say, and then one guy at an 80. So, and that kid that shot, one of the kids that shot in the 70s was a freshman. So definitely a solid group, and that's no surprise to me. I knew that they were going to be a solid group coming into here, into this season. But definitely a team that we're going to have a chance to roll our sleeves up and play against at our home invite.
Yes, indeed. Crossing fingers, Mother Nature can keep things going around. If here, it's the course is in good shape. Everybody's been able to play out there, haven't they?
Yes, and the course is in phenomenal shape for the year, where we're at in the year. They're going to have an opportunity to mow the greens this next week. I don't know as far as the irrigation schedule if they're going to put some water on it, but the course is in phenomenal shape. Can't thank Chris and Clint enough for letting us use the practice facilities. You know, right now, Gothenburg, they're only restricted to their driving range and chipping and putting green. Kind of the same scenario with North Platte, so we're kind of in a really good situation here in McCook, having the access to our golf course, and you know, Justin West does another great job. He's our golf pro, and he does a great job welcoming our kids as well.
All right, crossing fingers. Thursday's weather's supposed to get a little bit better as we get toward the middle of the week.
Yes, and looks like we might even get into the 60s possibly, and it's going to be some really good weather for us.